Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. We still have to talk about the unschooling thing. We barely even scratched the surface on that. But you can call in about anything you want, and that's what has happened. So we've ended up going in different directions than we initially expected to. 855-450-FREE, and that's okay.
That's Free Talk Live.
Yeah, exactly. So 1-855-450-3733. We had Lauren call from New York at the very end of the last hour, bringing up what he called psychotropes that he believed, antidepressants, as he said, that he believes are used to brainwash people. And I've always been, I'm not an expert on brainwashing, but it always seemed to me like there had to be more than just, doping someone up to brainwash them. There has to be some kind of curriculum. There has to be some kind of message, some kind of chant, some sort of
brainwashing
transmission.
Is, as I understand it, repeating the same message over and over again. Another way that we, call another word that we call it by here in society is advertising.
Right. So you could go to buyemergencyfoods.com to get the food that you're, that you need to have to keep yourself fed during perhaps disaster situations. By the way, Mark, we checked out the numbers on that, and I don't know, you were looking at the chart to get prices on their foods. I went to the
right
price list, and we were looking at two different things, so that's why you were confused.
That does make sense. The chart was using a smaller package. If you buy their year package for two people, you will spend just
about $4,000.
About $4,000,
right,
and you will get enough food for two people for a year.
Right.
You can also, they have smaller packages where you can buy enough for one person for a month and just, get that every month and save up so you have enough food for whatever period of time you want to have it.
Having some food, better than none.
Absolutely. I mean, at my house, we've got some saved up. I'm interested. We're going to be getting the Buy Emergency Foods here soon at the in the mailbox.
And I'm excited about that.
Be able to try it out ourselves. I want to try it before I go and, get something saved up. But, for me, this really does fit into my lifestyle. This fits what I want. It's non GMO, and it's doesn't have the MSGs, and it doesn't have all those other things in it, and it's much more natural. So
sorry, I totally derailed you though. Buyemergencyfoods.com. We were talking about how you have to repeat things in advertising.
So brainwashing is repeating the same thing over and over again. Brainwashing refers to something negative that is repeated over and over again, and negative is as approved or as perceived by the particular viewer, whoever that might be. Whereas advertising is just, some message in order to buy things, but you have to repeat the same message over and over again. I've heard numbers that the average person experiences 1,000 advertising contacts per day. You and I sit in our houses most of the day,
okay,
and we're on the internet, but think about the internet for a second.
True.
Think about
there's
when you're
ads
sitting on Facebook. That thing's refreshing every couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing, just at Facebook right here, I've got it pulled up, I see 6 ads right there. 7.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think that if you were somebody who watched regular TV, like a lot of Americans do, you would get an insane amount of commercials and advertising, and I don't watch TV, and so every once in a while I watch TV shows, and I usually download them so they don't have the commercials, but if I watch something on Hulu and there's commercials, I'm not used to seeing that many commercials or any commercials at all, so I'm always like, ugh, why are there so many commercials?
Well, for a half an hour show, there's about 12 minutes of non-show time in a half an hour, so there's about 17 minutes a show.
You're talking about standard broadcast television?
Standard broadcast television.
You're probably looking at 8 to 10 minutes of ads per half hour.
I believe that, Jon Stewart on whatever that show is, The Daily Show, mm-hmm, has said that they have a 17-minute broadcast. So maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe there's some kind of filler or something. But that's what he has said. Anyway, you can't – if my Facebook refreshes every 10 minutes and it has 6 ads along the side, then regular broadcast television can't compete with what I'm seeing on Facebook. I mean, so I think the internet is even bigger as far as ads go.
I said I had some news about James Holmes since our last caller had brought that up. I'll share that in a moment. But Bill's on the line in Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Good evening, guys.
Hey,
and boy, keep up the good work.
Well, thanks.
I've
go ahead with your thoughts.
I've been here for about 2 years on and off, and much appreciate your show.
Glad you could be here. Go ahead with what was on your mind tonight.
Yeah, this caller that called in, calling just to presents some brief information. I don't know where he got his information, but it's remarkably, in my opinion, correct with a lot of other information out there. And the gentleman he was speaking of, the shooter, there is a chance that he was missing for at least a few weeks prior to that event. And if you check further, you'll find out that his father was about to speak to Congress.
Yep, I've heard that claim, yep.
It was 2 weeks after his son, quote, did this event. And the father was part of a company who was studying all the banks over in Europe regarding the LIBOR scandal, which is the largest financial scandal probably in recent banking history. He had tracked them. His company had spent 2 years tracking where all the computations were going and who was trying to manipulate the market. He had that information. He was 2 weeks away from speaking before Congress. After his son ran into this so-called event, he did not speak before Congress.
So, by the way,
just the name of one of those mind control programs, this was pretty old, about 25 years or so, was MKUltra.
MKUltra,
you probably know that. And there's a whole host of others, and they use things that probably we don't even know about. So the psychotropics are just one of many things.
Well, let me ask you this, though. I mean, so the father didn't testify, but somebody else from that company did. And it's not like the LIBOR scandal didn't get blown up right in the face of, what is it, the Bank of England, right? I mean, it was a disaster for them already.
I mean, is the suggestion there that they brainwashed this guy's son in order to commit a mass murder in order to stop him from testifying? I mean, that seems like a real roundabout conspiracy theory.
Doesn't it, though? Yes, sir, it does. And regarding what was presented before Congress, this is just my opinion. They could not have presented all the information that they inferred that they had, or we would have seen a lot more happen regarding that scandal. It involves virtually a trillion plus.
Well, all the evidence is that the politicians are going to do what the bankers tell them to do anyway.
Right, yeah. What would make you think the politicians would take action based on someone's testimony?
Well, the politicians probably won't. But if that information was released in a public forum, and if the general public, both in Europe and here in the United States, knew about it and knew the damage that it had done to their loans and to their cost of money over the last 8, 9, or 10 years, I think the public outcry would have been incredible.
Well, I
never even heard of it, so I don't know the public.
I'm very familiar with it, and this information is available to the public, and the public's very familiar with all kinds of banking scandals. For instance, the mortgage companies, putting fake signatures on loans.
The public doesn't know much about any of this.
The public chooses not to look at this, but it was on 60 effing minutes. I mean, you know.
Who watches that?
A lot of people watch.
More people watch America, Dancing with the Stars.
What can you do about that? I mean, so this is the point I'm trying to make.
Don't make a statement the public cares about
this
stuff. They don't.
The point I'm trying to make is that you could put all this information out in front of the public, and they will walk around it dumbly like a bunch of cow-eyed morons, because that's what they do.
Thanks, Bill, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. No,
you don't think people watch 60 Minutes?
Probably older people, over 65 or over 50.
Over 65? That seems...
Well, that is the voting public.
When's the last time you watched 60 Minutes?
Well, I don't have television.
How many people do you know at your age have watched 60 Minutes?
I don't know anybody's television watching habits at all. But I mean,
does anybody ever tell you, Julia, I saw in 60 Minutes this week, blah, blah,
I've
blah,
heard
blah.
That, sure.
Yeah? Okay.
From me, I watch it every week.
I'm not saying I don't know how popular it is, but I feel like that's one of those news shows that people watch. I don't know. Doesn't seem
it's
that weird
one.
To me, I guess.
The people that watch news shows are likely to watch 60 Minutes, but... That does not include the people that watch, Lost or whatever, CSI.
How do you know?
There's
you
a
can't
big...
watch Lost and CSI?
Yeah, you could. There could be crossover.
I'm sorry, and 60 Minutes?
But generally, these types of shows do not attract the same audiences. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But more coming up here in moments. You're welcome to share your thoughts. And do you watch 60 Minutes? I haven't seen 60 Minutes since I was...
But you don't have TV.
Growing up at my grandparents' house, my grandma or grandfather would watch 60 Minutes. Last time I ever saw that show. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got news updates. You get signed up for news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever is your preference. It's all free. Go to news.freetalklive.com and you'll be able to keep up to date with the show. And if you do follow us on Twitter and Facebook, you're going to get more than just news updates. You'll get updates during the show. We'll post the occasional show prep or question or observation. One of the questions that I posted earlier was in regards to, let's see, what, if anything, do you expect to happen on December 21st? And usually we get some interesting responses to our questions over on Facebook and Twitter, so you can get interactive there. news.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of general preparedness and survival advice that doesn't have any reason or context behind it, and you think that the single scenario focus of survivalists on TV shows is kind of silly, StrategicSurvival.com is the book for you. It's a book for people that are interested in getting prepared for whatever life may bring, but you know, they need to have some specifics. They're not going to sort of focus their entire lives on this. The author of Strategic Survival, David Jones, he has spent the time researching these, the solutions to these particular problems, whatever scenario might come along. You can go read a chapter of Strategic Survival at strategicsurvival.com. Chapter 4 is available there for you for free. And order your hard copy. Have this with whatever kind of, supplies you have for whatever emergency. StrategicSurvival.com. There will be a moment, there may be a moment in life when you need this. It's StrategicSurvival.com.
Okay, so we, we're all over the darn place here tonight, as we tend to be sometimes on Free Talk Live. Ended up talking about 60 Minutes a few moments ago, and the context of a discussion about what do people watch? Is there a big crossover between somebody who will watch a reality show or, American Idol, I guess, is that considered a reality show or like a music show?
I would think that's a reality show.
I think that's modern American reality TV.
The question was, is there a large amount of crossover, or are the people who watch 60 Minutes not so likely to watch those other kinds of shows? I don't have the answer to that question, but what I do have is that apparently 60 Minutes is the number one show, for five of its seasons, it has been that year's top program, a feat matched by the sitcoms All in the Family and The Cosby Show, and surpassed only by reality TV show American Idol, which has been the number one show for six consecutive seasons. 60 Minutes was a top 10 show for 23 seasons in a row, from 1977 to 2000, an unsurpassed record. And in addition to that, its airtime is actually early. Y'all thought it was late.
I thought it was late.
It's 7 o'clock, and it has been since 1975.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't know. I record it and watch it later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a powerhouse, and it's got a lot of it has a lot of power, and with it, a lot of people, a lot of credibility. I think that sometimes they can be a little too hard hitting. They could hit so hard that their hard hitting journalism goes too far.
Mm-hmm.
But I found a lot of interesting stories there. I thought the most interesting one was one on Athos about 6 months ago. This is a Greek island where they still fly the Byzantine flag, and they are Greek Orthodox, and there's a bunch of monasteries. It was very interesting.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. But, we're tying back into this discussion we had earlier about information and what's its source. How do you know that source is telling you the truth? How do you know that the information they sourced is true? So there's a lot of questions out there about what's legitimate and what's not. And so keep that in mind when listening to this next story from the Huffington Post. We were talking about the killer in the Colorado theater, James Holmes. Well, the most recent news about that guy is that an inmate at the jail in which he's being held at this time has now made claims regarding his interactions with James Holmes. So, keep in mind, this is essentially it's hearsay. You've got guy who was in jail with James Holmes claiming he had conversation with him and relaying what he ostensibly learned from that conversation. Okay? So keep that in mind as you hear these claims. A drug-abusing inmate unleashed wild allegations about James Holmes, claiming that the suspected movie theater gunman said his therapist brainwashed him to commit murder. Stephen Unruh, speaking exclusively to the Denver Westward, said that he had a four-hour conversation with Holmes in jail on July 20th after the graduate school dropout was brought in for allegedly killing 12 people and shooting 58 others. Though locked in different cells, Unruh, who's 38, claims he heard Holmes slamming himself into the wall. By yelling across the hall, Unruh says he talked to the 24-year-old out of committing suicide. Officers with the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office disputed that detainees can communicate the way Unruh described.
Oh, please. What a bunch of horse crap that is. The fact is that any place you put inmates in, they're going to be able to communicate. I wouldn't doubt for a second that they found some way to holler through little holes in the door or through ventilation shafts and things like that.
Now,
you know, he can claim whatever they want to claim, but my experience is that having, you know, and I've been locked in quite a few cells, that you can figure out ways to talk to people that are relatively nearby.
Nevertheless, UNRRA, who was locked up on theft and drug charges at the time, says Holmes described the massacre to him. He said, according to the news site, that he felt like he was in a video game. The former doctoral student allegedly told UNRRA that his therapist had programmed him to carry out an attack. There's been a steady flow of sensational tales about Holmes' behavior in the slammer. Shortly after his arrest, an unnamed jailhouse employee claimed that Holmes frequently spat at the guards. In another allegation, a worker said that Holmes acted like he had amnesia and didn't know why he was locked up. While there's no stopping the jailhouse anecdotes and recollections from seeping into the media, official documents pertaining to Holmes' life before the arrest have been withheld. The University of Colorado, where Holmes was a neuroscience doctoral student, denied a request to release campus police records involving him, according to KUSA. A judge had earlier imposed a gag order on the case, limiting the amount of information available to the public. So the earlier
sounds like a guy that's just lost his marbles, doesn't he?
Well, maybe. And the earlier caller suggested that you know, that there might have been someone else involved in the attack, or that it wasn't James Holmes at all. But here you have the guy in jail saying this dude described it to him, that James Holmes talked about doing this.
But it's
act.
Just, but it's also,
but it's just
some,
hearsay.
It's just some guy that said something, and you can believe that. You know, some people want to get in front of cameras so badly they'll do and say anything.
So who knows what the truth is? Let's go to Victoria. Listening in Mark and I's hometown, Sarasota, Florida, to WSRQ. Hey, Victoria.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about the question you just posed about reality show versus someone that would watch 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
All right. I have never watched a reality show. I have attempted it on a couple occasions because coworkers talk about it at work, but it is annoying to me and quite silly. And 60 Minutes is something that catches my attention because even if I know that you're questioning possibly where they get their information to put it out there.
I'm questioning where everyone gets their information.
Yes, you are. But I particularly enjoy 60 Minutes because I do find it educational, and there are things that I would never have thought about.
Yeah, me too.
Right, but when you turn into a reality show, it makes it seem like it's rotting your brain in comparison, right?
Right. It's like, I don't want to be harsh, but it's really borderline ignorant, some of those.
Yeah, reality shows are kind of like the junk food of television. Hey, Victoria, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, exactly as I expected, although, of course, there are going to be crossovers. Of course, some people are going to watch, you know, multiple types of programming on television, but I think, in general, there's a division there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including listening options. Live streams, we got different sizes. We've got the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. All of them are free for you. Listen.freetalklive.com will take you to where you need to go to get tuned in. And in addition to that, you'll get the list of over 100 radio stations that we appear on various different times throughout the week. Got another couple stations coming on board soon. Looking forward to making that announcement sometime next week. It'll be in Utah somewhere. That's about all I can say at the moment. But that's exciting, and always excited to bring new stations on. So you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can link over to our affiliates page from there. In addition, you can also learn about the satellite listening choices. You can find us on XM Satellite Radio every night of the week. And we're also up on KU Band on free to air. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. So once again, listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to where we were earlier in the show, and we were talking about unschooling. But more than that, Julia, you've got a story, and I don't remember the source on it.
Gulf News.
And it's actually about a New Hampshire couple, apparently.
Yep.
I don't know if they're Free State Project participants. That's not made clear.
Nope, and I've never seen them before. So,
well, there's
heard
a thousand
of them.
Plus
I know,
people,
I know. But, you know, some if it was some people, I would recognize the
sure.
name, but no.
So they are raising a family of four kids.
Yep.
And from the very beginning, apparently, they haven't, not only have they not put them in a school and they've been unschooled, but they've gone beyond that. They don't even tell them what to eat.
They don't have bedtime. They don't have mealtime. They don't have to study or do any sort of homework at all.
And they don't go to school.
And they don't go to school, yes. And this one, we had just touched about it before the break, and they said that there is no punishments and no chores. And I definitely agree that a lot of homes are really focused on punishment, and parents tend to delve out too much punishment for things that maybe aren't that big of a deal. But I think that there are still rules that would apply in real life that would I would want to apply in my home. So, like, if one of the young kids steals from another one, maybe sitting in the corner isn't going to teach you a lesson, but how about some sort of retribution, right? You have to make good.
Restitution?
Teach that, yeah, I'm sorry. That you got to teach them whatever the real life lesson is there.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, that no punishment. And then there was the no chores bit, and I thought that was kind of weird.
Because life does have consequences.
Right.
I mean, outside of...
Life has consequences like sitting in the corner, by the way. I mean, mm-hmm. if you steal from somebody, chances are good you'll get a punishment that's very similar to sitting in the corner, which will, of course, not result in anything that really has to do with stealing. I mean, like, sitting in a jail cell doesn't make somebody not want to steal.
No.
It just kind of, you know, it's a sort of negative reinforcement thing.
Yeah. So then the chores bit is interesting because I don't see a problem with kids helping out. I mean, the way that it worked in our home was my brother and I did the dishes, and my parents would cook for us every night, and it was always something that we liked. You know, they were accommodating, and they said, hey, we worked all day, and we cooked, so you clean up. And I don't think I loved it, but now, well, first of all, I got money for it. I got an allowance for it. And second of all, I think that it kind of, you know, it taught me that you have to... It taught me some working skills from an early age. You know what I mean? It taught me how to clean up after myself. And I think that that's a good skill for an adult to have.
Well, I would guess, and obviously I haven't read this article. Maybe we'll hear more about it as you go on. But I would guess that the family here is going to say that they all work together so well and it's such a free environment that the kids just naturally want to pick up and help out. That's going to be my guess.
Right. So
I think that this kind of thing, if it works for your family, that's fine and dandy. I can't imagine how it would work in mine.
Yeah, they look like hippies, just so you know.
Well, if Jack's 4 and a half, what do you think he's going to do?
If you turn him loose, he's going to grab the cookie jar, right? I mean,
well, if you say that he can eat anything he wants, he's going to go pretty heavy on carbs and chocolate.
Yeah.
The youngest is 4 in this case. So I will
I can't even believe. Obviously, there's a certain point at which you have to feed the child, right? I mean, you don't just
In this circumstance, I wouldn't be feeding them. If they're not going to clean up, if they don't have the chore of cleaning the dishes or something like that, then I don't have the chore of making your food.
No, but what I mean is, at age 2, you know, you're not going to really be able, or age 1, you're not going to be making those choices at all, right? I mean, how do they? They must have fed them at some point.
Well, I would imagine they breastfed them,
right?
Probably, and then they taught them to eat, right? And that's mm-hmm. a process.
Yeah.
And I'm sure at the point at which they could eat on their own was when they said, okay. Right? I mean, I don't know. That's just speculation. But I'm pretty sure that they were fed as babies.
I would hope so.
It would have to be.
Right. Yeah.
But I can tell you that you can feed a baby organic baby food and give them, you know, nothing but GMO-free organic foods, and then they're still going to like chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Right.
I know that for sure.
The Martin's unusual approach to parenting is perfectly legal in New Hampshire, U.S., where they live. Danya started following it when Devin was born in 1999. At school, Joe and I hated being told what we had to study and resented not being able to concentrate on things that we were interested in. I was depressed and I rebelled. My grades suffered as I simply wasn't interested in what I was being forced to learn.
A lot of people can relate to that.
I can relate to this, yes. My parents were frustrated, but when they understood why I was behaving the way I was, they were totally behind me. I graduated high school, unlike Joe, who dropped out 3 months before he was due to graduate. I didn't want the same experience for my kids. We wanted them to be partners in our lives and treated as equal. We wouldn't tell them what to do, but left them to make their own decisions. Now, I really like the concept of treating children like adults. I know they're not quite adults, but I like the idea of being respectful and not saying things such as, because I'm the mom, or because I said so, those kind of responses.
I don't know that that's treating a kid like a kid.
Oh, I don't like
it
at all.
It's not a way to. I mean, look, if this is, you know,
I think it's treating someone like a kid.
No, I don't think it is. I think that for one, adults in every culture, every single culture, speak to children differently than they speak to adults. I find myself doing this.
My mom
refers to myself in the third person. I talk in a different tone to Jack.
Daddy.
And you'll say things and do things that are different. I see you doing it with the cat.
I do. Totally do it with Ravage.
And is that like you're not you're not treating him like a person? But
he's
not
a person.
Like an adult, because he's not. And so,
well, I'm not saying that adults and children should be treated exactly the same, because you're right, they're a child, they're not fully socialized, fully developed, whatever.
They're underestimated, though.
But they are underestimated, And to me, when somebody says, like my mom said, I'm the mom, or just because when I was 15 years old,
I've been
she just
too.
Didn't want to answer me because she didn't want to admit that she was wrong, and she just wanted to be in control.
Well, we don't say that at my house, but when he
that's
me,
nice. I like that.
When he asks me a question, though, he's going to get my best answer. So if he says, you know, why is Mercury not bigger than Jupiter? And he's really into astronomy right now. If he asks that question, I'm going to give him my best answer, which obviously there's no way to answer that question. It's an incoherent question. He asks a lot of incoherent questions, and I suspect this is what a lot of 3- and 4-year-olds do. But I'm going to explain to him that, you know, from what I've learned studying the stuff along with him, is as well, Mercury is a ball of iron that's very close to the sun, and Jupiter is, although it has a solid center, is largely a ball of liquid and gas. So, you know, it's not as solid as Mercury, and Jupiter has played a large role in the solar system as the formation of the solar system, including the formation of Earth, whereas Mercury is really just a little bit of iron that floats around the sun, you know, or whatever. And, you know, I'm trying to answer him, like, as best I can in that circumstance, but usually what it does is it stops the questions.
Well, that, I think, is a different circumstance than what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I know young kids ask a lot of questions that in many cases are unanswerable or very difficult to answer, and they will continue to ask over and over again. You know, they will continue to ask play off of your answers. But what I'm talking about is kids that are older and are actually asking you legitimate questions that maybe challenge you, and you just don't feel like answering it because you're the mom, you're in control, and I don't want to hear it from you.
Or what about the you know, adults that talk down to kids, you know, because they're a kid, and so therefore they are inferior. They haven't been around longer or, you know, long enough, and so they're sub people. And I think that's also really
right. If you want them to grow up to be a good person, treat them like a good person from day one.
Well, and
you
not
know, a baby.
Younger people want to be adults, so treat them more like an adult, and don't be surprised if they mature faster as a result. What we end up doing is put a bunch of kids around other kids, and then we're shocked that they stay childlike. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you to take control. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time at 855-450-FREE. If you get your call in right now, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is, if you would like to see Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, then you should jump on board with the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's, you know, the price of a fancy cup of coffee. And it helps us. It's a big help for Free Talk Live. It sends us to the industry conventions where we can schmooze it up with the industry bigwigs, and that's a big deal for us when that happens. It helps us buy advertising in the industry. We're about to get on board with a new ad package with one of the main industry newsletters that goes out every single day. So that's cool. We're also already on board with Talkers Magazine and have been for a long time. These are all things that are made possible by listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers, and you get perks too, like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast forum, and more. Go and get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card at amp.freetalklive.com or PayPal, amp.freetalklive.com.
We've talked about bitcoins during the show. Pretty much every show we talk about bitcoins. But one of the things about bitcoins is it is mathematically impossible for anybody to inflate bitcoins. You cannot add more bitcoins to the mix and therefore make the bitcoins that you've created more valuable or less valuable or whatever. You can't do it. You can't counterfeit bitcoins. You cannot inflate them. One of the realities of fiat currencies, that's what we have today, that's what the U.S. dollar is, the pound sterling, and pretty much every other currency in the world, is that they can be inflated, and they can be, generally are inflated, to fund wars. And if you're using bitcoins, governments would have to think long and hard about how to fight a war. You remember back in World War II when they sold war bonds, when people were behind them and they bought war bonds? Well, it might be something like that. Whereas antiwar.com is having a fund drive and they're accepting bitcoins. So go to antiwar.com, antiwar.freetalklive.com, excuse me, and donate to this worthy organization. They're the only ones out there that are reporting the news that isn't slanted towards war. Again, it's antiwar.freetalklive.com to donate in Bitcoin.
We're talking about, I don't know what the best term for this is, maybe unparenting? I mean, we're talking about a family in New Hampshire that not only unschools their kids, meaning they're not in school, there's no curriculum, the kids decide for themselves what to learn, but they also decide for themselves what to eat, how to take care of themselves, pretty much everything, right?
Yes. And so I just really quick wanted to say, off the break, it was mentioned by someone else that I sound like I don't support this, and that is not true. I absolutely support this. I think this is really awesome. But I was just saying that they the way that they touched on the chores, like it was always a negative thing. I just didn't personally agree with that, because I think that in a family, you know, your parent is not your slave. You help Master. Each other out, help each other take care of the house. I think that's important to me personally. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything about them. If you want to wash your kids' dishes all day, that's your business. So
it's not going to prepare them for life.
No, I don't see that. So anyway, continuing on. Although there is no structure to their day, she and Joe, who make wooden toys for their home business, get up at 8 a.m., while the younger kids snooze till 10 a.m., and Devin until 2 p.m. Then Dana will prepare breakfast, which generally consists of a buffet including cereal, fruit, eggs, and toast. But she happily admits that they are free to eat whatever they want. The kids also choose their own clothes, and as far as washing...
Dana's the mom?
Yes, Dana's the mom.
Make them food, okay.
Uh-huh, and as far as washing and brushing their teeth are concerned, they're allowed to make their own decisions about this, too. I've taught all the kids about the importance of hygiene and brushing their teeth, but it's their responsibility to do it, and if they don't want to, that's fine. At the end of the day, teeth can be fixed.
Now,
it's true.
This is
expensive.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with this. And they were discussing this on Daryl's new show, the Peace Love Liberty radio show on Sundays, LRN.FM. And, you know, for somebody that's not flush with cash, it's going to be pretty important for your kids to brush their darn teeth because, you know, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, then if the kids come down with cavities or need a tooth pulled or something like that, that can be an unexpected expense. I'm not saying people shouldn't save for expenses like this, but, you know, something that's easily preventable like this to have, you know, have your kids have the discipline.
Your life is, you know, with brushing and flossing, your life is immeasurably better. You know, you don't have bad breath. People actually want to kiss you.
Right, but kids don't have this perspective, right? They don't understand that. They just know that it takes a minute and they'd rather be playing video games or whatever. And I don't doubt that these parents have been successful at implementing this system and teaching their kids how valuable brushing is and that, you know, that they do it because they understand that it's valuable.
But I don't think a story, you know, a news story gives you a full perspective as to what life's like. I'm sure there's some really great things about what they're doing, but I'm sure that there are some downsides, too.
Well,
and doing an interview with this family who... appear to be, you know, fully on board with their lifestyle doesn't. I don't think you're going to get that critical perspective from the other side.
Well, I think that you know, structure has a place in life, and there certainly is structure at my job, for example. And I don't think that it's invaluable to teach those kind of skills where
there's
you have to be able to. Right, exactly. You're not always going to be able to just hang out at your house all day. Or I mean, I guess maybe they're cool with them living there forever. I don't know.
Right, yeah. You don't ever have to move out, kids.
Yeah.
Making wooden toys and smoking the hookah.
So when they get up, they do what they want. Orion, he's the four-year-old, is loving Legos at the moment, said Dana. So we try to embrace that by buying him Lego sets, and we even cooked him a Lego-shaped cake. We have Snow White.
By the way, Lego sets, extraordinarily expensive.
So expensive. That's
but
why
extraordinarily
I,
amazing.
Well, they,
I
no,
love
no
Legos.
No doubt. I got you. But,
I quit
you know,
buying
you,
Legos.
You're getting on to 25 or whatever here. You can buy your own Legos. I got to say.
I'm a little older than that, but okay.
Whatever. You know, it's Legos, expensive.
Yeah, that's why I actually quit playing with Legos as a kid, because they got too expensive for me.
My brother and I was buying my own. My brother and I used to spend our allowance on Legos, and our dad would get so mad.
Mm-hmm.
He would yell at us and tell us not to buy
them. What did he think?
He wanted us to save, so he yelled at us to save, and it didn't work at all. So.
No. And I don't think yelling's the best parenting tool either.
No.
I'm a loud talker in life. I don't think I've... You know, there's been times when Jack has done things that I've found completely unacceptable, and, you know, I've tried to make that clear to him. I you know, with probably more than an average tone of voice, but you don't call names or anything like that. That's not going to be effective.
I mean, this sounds like a great environment for a kid, right? I mean, they have the freedom to grow in whatever way that they want to, but I also share the concern that maybe it's not really, teaching them about the real world. I mean, when I was growing up, if I wanted something... I had to do something in order to get it. Like when I bought when I bought my Nintendo, it was my Nintendo. I was 8 years old or 9 years old at the time, and I had saved up my allowance, which I did work for. You know, I took the trash out, that sort of thing.
Now I'm interested in this. This allowance for taking out the trash. Taking out the trash is kind of like, look, nobody's going to pay me to take the trash out. you know? Mm-hmm. And so as a parent, I kind of wonder, well, what should I be paying him to do and what should he just be doing to sort of live here? Yeah. And, you know, at a 4.5-year-old, I don't know exactly what you expect from them and what you don't.
When you're making 50 cents a week, I mean, it's probably not the biggest. I mean, back then, that was my allowance. I think it was like 50 cents.
Wow, I got $7.
Yeah.
Well, this is a total allowance. This is 50 cents for just taking the trash out, right?
That was all I ever really did for allowance,
okay,
as I recall. But I saved up the money for my
You didn't
Nintendo.
Do it by saving up 50 cents taking the trash out.
I don't know, man. Maybe she gave me a little bit for working at the shop with her or something like that. I don't honestly don't remember that far back. But I do remember the feeling that I had when I bought my own Nintendo. My parents weren't out there buying all the Lego sets for me. You know, that to some extent was what I was doing. I mean, I'm sure at some point in my life when I was too young to really be, you know, valuable at doing things, they were buying toys for me.
Sure.
But at a certain point, they decided to, you know, put that rule down on me.
Surely you got stuff for Christmas, though.
I did, yeah. One year it was some canned peaches, though. It wasn't really the best year.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me about that year.
That was what was in my stocking that year, was canned peaches.
My mom was the travel aisle. She would go down the aisle and get, like, travel-sized toothpaste and deodorant.
I get stuff
strange.
Like, yeah.
I was raised similarly, and I think that the most valuable thing that my parents have ever taught me was how to take care of myself and be independent and work.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that because from a young age, my parents, when I was 14 years old, the day I turned 14, I got my first legal job. And at that point in time, my mom said, "You're on your own. We'll feed you dinner, but anything else you want in life, you have to buy."
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know what I mean? I'm 28 now, but when I worked at Panera as a manager, there would be 22-year-olds in there who couldn't pick up a broom and use it because their parents did everything for them their whole lives. So I can't help but wonder if these kids will be...
What will they be like when they...
Who knows?
...get out into
there
the
is,
real
this
world.
Is a huge article, and we're not going to get close to it, but there is one thing I'd like to say. It is, nobody in our house has ever been ill in the past 5 years, and I truly believe it is because there is so much happiness and joy in our home.
I'll buy that one.
It's probably because they're not going out and mixing with the public and getting viruses and bacteria.
I'll buy that one.
Well, I think happiness keeps you... Look, man, that's what gets you sick. Send a kid to daycare and find out if he gets sick.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.